Sometimes my kids get into discussions or arguments and act like they need to settle things themselves. And I'll overhear them and say, "You know you're not orphans, right? You do have parents." Good morning. Welcome to Listening to Jesus. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and I have to confess to you that sometimes I act like a spiritual orphan. In Matthew 6, Jesus is teaching his disciples about anxiety, and he says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to a span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all." That's Matthew 6, 26-32. Do we believe that the God who takes care of the birds and the flowers is, in fact, our Heavenly Father, and that He cares for us far more than He cares for the lilies and sparrows? We saw last week that sometimes our anxiety arises from trying to serve two masters, God and money. Today we see that our anxiety can also be caused because we forget we have a Heavenly Father. If you believe in Jesus Christ, then God is your Heavenly Father. You are not an orphan. So let's stop living like we are. Listening to Jesus is a ministry of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Find us online at foresthillpca.org.